Hello, I'm Gary Robey. Welcome to this call to worship as we suit up with the whole armor of God. Heavenly Father, thank you for providing armor for us to withstand temptations and to be able to fight for what is right. Through your armor, Lord, help us to actively purpose to resist the enemy in the time of evil and the evil days that we live in. Your armor, O Lord, gives us what we need to stand our ground in this spiritual battle over souls. We can stand. As your word proclaims to us in 1 Corinthians, we're pressed on every side by troubles, but we're not crushed. We're perplexed, but not driven to despair. We're hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down for sure, but we're not destroyed. God help us to remember the things that we learn in this hour that we've set aside as a call to worship you.
And keeping those in perfect peace. peace whose mind is steadfast in Him. He Himself became our peace and brought us near to God. Peace He gives like none you've ever known. Let the peace of Christ dwell in you, richly live and be among you. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart.
Let the peace of Christ dwell in you, richly live and be among you. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Peace which passes understanding, guarding hearts and minds and keeping those in perfect peace whose mind is steadfast in Thee. He Himself became our peace and brought us near to God. Peace He gives like none you've ever known. Let the peace of Christ dwell in you, richly live and be among you. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart.
You're listening to A Call to Worship. As we were just listening about peace, a reminder to put on the shoes, the armor of God, the shoes represented by the peace that comes from the good news of the gospel. Now let's think about the belt of truth.
Sing praises and always worship You. And though we face the trouble and distraction life may bring, we can turn to Your Spirit, for You are a Spirit, and in so doing we'll bring glory to Your name. Trust You and obey. Lord, please help us to remove the distractions that lead us astray. In spirit and truth we worship You, Lord, and in faith distractions that lead us astray.
Thank you for listening to this call to worship as we focus on the whole armor of God. I want to extend thanks to those of you who have written to us, have sent a message to us from our website, or have stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry. If Call to Worship is a blessing to you, please consider a donation to help keep this on your local station. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Again, that is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You'll find us online at www.calltoworship.us. Our website allows you to conveniently and safely make a contribution. And if you miss a portion of today's program, you're able to listen to this program as well as past programs right there on our website. That website address is calltoworship.us.
Generations, the saints have come and gone. spark ignites as an ember fades and the flame continues on. A challenge to the young, an assurance for the old. The faith burns ever brighter each time our story's told. Pass the faith along to my brother, pass the faith along.
Well, we are
helping to build the faith of another. Pass the faith along, sharing a word of hope with my brother, helping to make him strong.
Everybody now,
passing the faith along to my brother, passing the faith along.
We are
passing the faith along to my brother, passing the faith along, helping to build the faith of another, passing the faith along.
Yeah,
sharing a word of hope with my brother, helping to make him strong. Passing the faith along to my brother, passing the faith along.
Well, we are
passing the faith along.
Is a call to worship, as we're focusing today on the armor of God, the whole armor that gives us the power and the strength to tell the story that we serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever.
The Apostle Paul describes the importance and value of a Christian putting on the full armor of God in his letter to the church at Ephesus. In Ephesians 6, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then, after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You see, we must actively purpose to resist the enemy. Ephesians 6:13 tells us, resist the enemy in the time of evil, in the evil day. The armor of God gives us what we need to stand our ground in this spiritual battle over souls. We can stand. 1 Corinthians 4:8-9, we are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We're perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we're not destroyed. The belt of truth. The belt pulled all the armor together and held the armor pieces for the chest, arms, and legs. It also secured the scabbard that held the sword. This represents God's truth. Knowing and believing the absolute truth from God is where protection against the enemy begins. God's truth should encompass us, binding us, and giving us our foundation to stand on. Body armor is God's righteousness. This breastplate provides protection for the torso and vital organs. Without it, the soldier's heart would be exposed and an easy target for the enemy. Spiritually, our body armor is the righteousness of God. It is right living, being obedient to God's commands, making godly choices. This is the best defense against attacks by Satan that might turn our heart away from God. Our feet should be shod with the shoes of peace. The good news of the gospel. We're protected in battle because we walk in protective boots as we share good news. Living out the Great Commission, found in Matthew 28:19-20. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. The shield of faith is something we're able to raise up to protect us from the attacks of Satan. Our faith in the power, goodness, and faithfulness of God shields us from the flaming arrows of doubt. Faith is assurance about the things we cannot see, like our salvation and that Jesus changes lives. Put on salvation as your helmet. Put on a helmet to protect your mind against wrong thinking that would lead to bad choices and eventually our destruction. We're saved by God's grace and not our works. It's the gift of God. Don't forget it. And carry the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This is an offensive element used to wage war against the enemy. It can also be used defensively, but God's designed for standing firm against the attack of our spiritual enemy. Hebrews 4:12 says that the Word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God, spoken and applied in the power of the Holy Spirit. And from Romans 13, this is all the more urgent for you to know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living. I occasionally ride with a group of Christian motorcyclists, and we remind each other of how important it is for us to wear protective and comfortable apparel such as boots, jackets, gloves, and helmet. The saying goes, all the gear, all the time. Well, as Christians, we need to remind each other, all the armor, all the time.
To my bed.
pilgrims on the journey of the narrow road. And those who've gone before us line the way, cheering on the faithful, encouraging the weary, their lives a stirring testament to God's sustaining grace. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run the race not only for the prize, but as those who've gone before us, let us leave to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly love. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. Our children sift through all we've left behind. May the clues that they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road we each must find. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful.
Our call to worship today has focused on the armor of God. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this program is valuable to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and visit our website, of course. That website address, www.calltoworship.us. You can make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry on that website. You can, of course, also listen to programs past and present and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the Church by Jesus Christ, throughout all the ages, world without end. Amen.